Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Absolutely not. Is that a real question? No, you cannot just sedate a patient because she is annoying you. Come on. Is the devil really coming for me in this way?
Hey.
Nope. Turn around.
Look, before you tell me no, just hear me out.
There has never been a good sentence that started with just hear me out, Aiden. In fact, nearly every bad sentence you've said to me started with don't freak out or just hear me out. And it was almost always followed with it wasn't my fault, which it absolutely always was.
Okay, but this time it really wasn't.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
Okay, they might sound similar, but it's Aiden.
You're right. Satan has given me less trouble.
Lissa.
Look, when we finished this, I told you never to call me, and I meant it. Showing up at my job? Expecting me to fix whatever jam you've gotten yourself into because you... went on another... bender? Counts as calling me, Aiden, and I can't! No. I won't do this again. Whatever mess you've gotten yourself into, you figure it out on your own.
You can call it what it is, Lissa. I'm on the news all the time doing it. I know you've seen it.
You think I'm just sitting around every night waiting to catch a glimpse of your face on TV?
If I remember correctly, it wasn't the face you were most acquainted with.
Aiden, I swear to God.
Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. I'm pretty sure you just apologized. But since this is you, I know that can't be right. I'll have to go immediately, have someone check out my ears.
Lissa, Jesus, this is serious.
Are you dying?
No.
Then there's literally nothing in my Hippocratic Oath forcing me to keep listening to you. So if you'll excuse me.
I'm not dying. But someone else might be. A kid.
Come on. Really, today?
Yeah, I don't think your friend up top can help us with this one. Look, I swear to you, it's an emergency. We don't have to talk about us. We don't have to talk at all. But I need you to come look at this kid. Help me make sure she's okay. I don't trust anyone else.
You had to go there.
It's true.
And that's the problem. Fine, where is she?
Yes! Come on, let's go.
What happened to the Zen, kid? We loved the Zen.
The Zen is gone. The Zen left when the Max remembered we have an unconscious person in the apartment. And, like, she might be dead, so that's where the Zen's gone.
Okay, she's not dead. She's totally breathing.
Fine, dead adjacent.
Max, look, have you, like, ever chilled out, like in your entire life?
I mean, depends on your definition of chill.
Do you ever treat yourself? Like spa day, shop till you drop, max out a credit card, pop some champagne?
No.
Spontaneous trips out of the city? Like, just to, like, breathe some fresh air?
Not really.
Okay, that's it. We're going out.
But Aiden said we had to lay low.
And Aiden is not the boss of me. Besides, I think you're forgetting one very important fact.
What?
That I am the definition of laying low. And when you're with me, so are you. Go put some shoes on. Comfy ones.
Where are we going?
On an adventure. Is that all you have to wear?
What's wrong with this outfit?
First of all, it's like three sizes too big on you. Second of all, there's a little blood on it, sweetie.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Don't freak out. Don't freak out. If there's one thing I can fix, it's a clothes emergency.
Oh, what now?
A clothes emergency. Clothes emergency. Come on. I've got some stuff that'll fit you. Just take a seat.
This is...
It's great, right?
So fluffy.
You're lucky I like you, Max. I don't let just anyone in here. Not this. No way. No. Ooh, no. Ooh! This? This is perfect.
Are we going for a run?
You ask a lot of questions, you know that?
Oh, sorry.
No. I like that you want to know everything. This one is a surprise, though. Just toss that on, okay?
Okay.
Come on, Max. It's an adventure. What could go wrong?
Do you have a license?
Don't need one.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Not when the car drives itself.
Is that legal?
Sure. Hop in.
Where are we going?
We're going to find your Zen.
Okay, really? I get that you don't like me, but I am not... It's not contagious, Liz.
I'm not worried about that.
Sure.
I've never been worried about catching something from you, Aiden. Don't twist that around.
Liz.
Don't call me that, okay? I'm only helping you because there's a kid in danger and you know that. Don't make this into something that it's not.
What am I supposed to do? Just ride in silence with you like we're strangers?
That works for me.
This okay?
Mm.
Awesome. This was definitely the right move.
Where are we?
Somewhere we can disappear for a bit.
Are you, like, gonna murder me?
Murder you?
There have been at least, like, 300 murders that start with a remote location, you know, so you can't find the body, and most crimes are committed by people close to the victim because you trust them enough to get close to you and then, you know, murder you and...
Max!
What?
You've really got to spend less time on the internet, okay? I'm not going to murder you. We're friends.
That's exactly what a murderer would say.
Max, come on. This trip is to get you to calm down, not freak out.
Okay, fine. Are we hiking?
Yeah. Come on.
What is this place?
You don't have to whisper, Max.
Sorry, it's just so... I can't, feel anyone out here. Or the people I can are pretty orderly, calm.
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Justin and I used to come out here. It's part of Minnewaska State Park.
You hike?
Don't let the perfectly manicured nails fool you, Max. Sometimes it's nice to just, I don't know, get out and feel nature at its finest. Take a breath of air that isn't polluted by millions of people sharing a tiny island.
That's, like, enlightened.
Thanks, I think. Come on, let's take this turn.
This is where we're going?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Did you come into some insane money I don't know about?
I thought we weren't talking.
Seriously, are you like someone's sugar baby?
Oh, God. No way in hell. Still as broke as when you left me. Maybe a little broker, actually.
Is that possible?
I'm, doing some charity work, mostly. Doesn't pay too well.
You're doing charity work.
Is there a reason you're saying that like it's rocket science? Yes, I'm doing charity work. Are you going to come inside?
I don't know. Do we have to talk to the stoic suited doorman to get in? Are they going to put us in jail for breaking and entering?
Thanks.
He didn't even speak. He knew who you were.
He's a stoic guy.
Right.
Okay, hang on. Let me let the girls know you're here.
The girls?
Max? Jen? Justin? Is anyone here?
Aiden, seriously, what the hell is going on here?
I temporarily joined a sort of secret superhero alliance.
Right.
And they're apparently a very shitty alliance since they decided to leave a comatose teenager alone in the apartment!
This is not an apartment. It's like a mansion sharing space in a building of other mansions.
Try not to drool on anything. She's through here.
You okay?
Yeah. What's wrong?
You want to try something cool?
Sure.
Okay. Take my hand.
Okay.
This is going to feel a little weird, I think. Justin always says it's a little weird, but familiar. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Oh my god, you can... Whoa, I can't even see myself. Is that normal?
Yeah. When I blip out, the invisibility is for me, too.
That's...
I know, it's a lot. I can change you back if you want.
No, I was gonna say it was awesome.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm... floating.
Oh, just wait.
Oh my god!
Max? Are you okay?
I just... before, when I was going to school, I used to hate it. Every day it was just this constant swarm of people being messy, you know? And the day my mom finally pulled me out of school, I lost it on everyone, freaked right out, because being surrounded by that cloud of teenage chaos made me want to jump right out of my skin. But right now I can't even see my skin.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? How do you feel?
I can't feel anyone at all. I feel normal. How are you getting service out here?
I get service everywhere. It's Aiden. Hang on. Aiden? What's up?
Where the fuck are you guys? Actually, you know what? I don't think I care. Wherever you are, get back here.
Oh no. Aiden, what's wrong?
You can feel that through the phone?
Kinda, yeah.
So cool.
It's the kid. She's convulsing. She's a mess. Liz is trying to get her under control, but fuck! Get back here now!
This episode was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Alexandra Tandon as Max, Danielle Shemaya as Jen, Lexi McAvinci as Lissa, and Michael Yapugian as Aiden. Original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez, and our producer is Stephanie Gordon. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at SuperOrdPod, and for bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes 2 days early, visit our website at superordinarypod.com.